Summer Term at St. Clair's by Enid Blyton. The recording of this book has been made possible by the pupils and their families at St. Catherine's Preparatory School in Marple Bridge, Stockport, who made RNIB their Charity of the Year 2007.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Chapter 1. Going Back to School.
4 weeks holiday, said Pat O'Sullivan, as she sat up in bed the first morning of the Easter holidays. How lovely! Hope it's good weather.
Her twin yawned and turned over.
How nice not to have to get up as soon as the school bell goes, she said, sleepily. I'm going to have another snooze.
Well, I'm not, said Pat, hopping out of bed.
Oh, Isabel, it's a simply perfect day. Do get up and let's go round the garden.
But Isabel was asleep again. Pat dressed and ran downstairs. She felt happy and excited. The first day of the holidays was always grand. Everything at home looked so new and exciting and welcoming. Even the staid brown hens in the yard seemed to cluck a welcome. School is lovely, but holidays are grand too, thought Pat. Oh, there's the first daffodil coming out, and look at those scillers, exactly the colour of the April sky. Both the twins enjoyed the first day of the holidays in their own way. Isabel lazed around, peaceful and happy. Pat rushed here, there and everywhere, seeing everybody and everything. Their mother laughed to see the different ways in which they enjoyed them.